This week's reading from the Torah is Parsha Vayishlach. She called his name Ben-Oni, but his father called him Benjamin. Genesis chapter 35, verse 18. On the way from Bethel to Ephrath, Rachel went into labor with great hardship. The midwife assured her that she would indeed have a son. As Rachel's soul was expiring, she named her son Ben-Oni, meaning son of my sorrow. However, Jacob named him Benjamin, meaning son of my right hand. The intent of Jacob in emphasizing the positive side of the birth was to reaffirm the sanctity of life. May our eyes be open to this truth. Despite the tragic circumstances of the birth of Benjamin, the positive was emphasized without diminishing the loss. Even so, Jacob was distressed by the passing of Rachel, who died while giving birth to Benjamin. The prophet Jeremiah, speaking about the gates, the end of days, alludes to Jacob's distress, and is a time of trouble unto Jacob, but out of it shall he be saved. Jeremiah chapter 30, see verses 4 through 7 for the full passage. The sages explain that this prophecy refers to the Heavenly Mashiach, the birth pangs and Messiah. According to the Talmud, the time that will precede the reign of the Messiah from Jerusalem will be a period of diminished light, immorality, and lack of social cohesion, as mentioned in Sanhedrin 97a. Yet, Kol Yisrael, when standing within the light of Hashem, will prevail. The path of the righteous is as a light of dawn that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. The signs of the times during the Achronim Yamin, end of days, will be such that great tribulation will come upon the earth. We are already beginning to see the signs. One clear sign that already occurred was the reestablishment of the State of Israel in May 1948. As a land born in one day, as a nation brought forth at once, for as soon as Zion travailed, she brought forth her children. Isaiah 66, verse 8. This marks the beginning of the Gula, the redemption. We are not to trouble ourselves inordinately as we witness chaos in the world, nor should we remain impartial observers. Rather, we should keep our focus on Hashem. He will sustain us within the midst of our nisyanos, our sorrows. This is also borne out in the implication of the Hebrew word gevura, meaning strength. We need strength of character, courage, and fortitude to get through these perilous times. With God's strength, we will prevail, as a people. Am Yisrael, thine is an arm with might, strong as thy hand, and exalted as thy right hand. Psalm 89, verse 14. Therefore, fear not, O Jacob, my servant, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel. For lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall again be quiet and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Jeremiah chapter 30, verses 10 through 11. Shabbat shalom.